Special Chapter 4, Quitting a Hobby and How to Save It. What to do when a child wants to quit a hobby? Hobbies are useful, fun, and even can give you new skills. But at times they can become a source of stress and agony when the child is no longer interested in the hobby. Parents may have invested quite a bit of money to the hobby, the gear, and the courses, and they feel frustrated when the child loses interest. So, how to cope with the conflicting views and find an amicable solution? I'm Jim from Future Code. For years, my passion has been in children's education, development, learning environments and cultures, in addition to well-being of families. In this special episode, I tackle the pros and cons of hobbies and talk to you about some of the best practices found in Finland. I hope these ideas will help and support you as parents and educators. What to do when my child wants to quit his hobby? This is a question we hear quite often, so you are by no means alone. We parents go through a series of thoughts like, will my child be left out of something crucial if he's no longer part of this hobby or team? Maybe he does not learn all the needed skills without the hobby. Or if my child quits this hobby, will he do poorer at school or later at working life? Or am I a failure as a parent if my child does not have an activating and goal-oriented hobby? I jump right into the third question. No, you are not a bad parent. And as said, you are not alone. When the child suggests that he would like to quit his hobby, it would be wise to think about the reasons in a broader way. Ask questions about his daily activities in general, how much rest he gets, and what kind of other goals he might have. Or has something happened at the hobby sessions? Perhaps the atmosphere is not good there, or has he found something more interesting and appealing? If nothing else than boredom pops up, I'd be inclined to suggest that the child would continue the ongoing season with this hobby, and only after the completed season one could think about ending it. This kind of an approach also ensures that the quitting decision is not just a spur of a moment. When you hear or notice that the child is no longer interested in the hobby, take a look at his daily life and schedules. Think about the following points. Does the child get enough peace and rest? Are his days too busy? Does the hobby demand too much time from the child? Is the timing of the hobby suitable? Could one participate the hobby during the weekend? Think also together about the motivation and commitment issues, like whose hobby it is. Is this something the child wanted to do, not just the parents? Did you give enough time to make the final decision to start this particular hobby? Did you try it out enough? Was the child old enough to make such a commitment? Did you agree with the child about starting this hobby and how much time it would take? Think also about the fun factor in the hobby. Is the hobby too serious and goal-oriented? Or can you have fun and enjoy the process? Is there something that worries the child about this hobby? And consider the goals linked to the hobby. Are the goals of the hobby suitable for the development phase of the child? In Finland, we guide parents to use positive pedagogy approaches in everyday situations like this. One should discuss and recognize the child's worries and let the child know that parents hear him. Naturally, parents make the big decisions, but children should get practice on how to present their point of view and justify them. And you can let the child make smaller decisions on their own, too. Making the decision about continuing or quitting a hobby includes quite important themes about upbringing, like perseverance, commitment, responsibility, and recognition of personal strengths and limits. It's good to point out to the child that having a hobby is actually a privilege. Not all children have this opportunity, and sometimes parents need to do a lot to be able to facilitate their children's hobbies. In Finland, children often have many hobbies. It's usual to test different hobbies and only later choose the ones or the one that the child wishes to focus on. For small children, hobbies can be less organized and structured. Sometimes, just ordinary play outside in different environments can make a hobby. Having said that, it's important to recognize the need for versatile motion and physical activity of even small children. Physical exercise develops the child's social and motoric skills and is generally good for mental well-being. In kindergartens, teachers organize daily games and plays which require physical practice and exercise. But to reach the national health recommendation of 2 hours of training, families should pay attention to physical training too. When choosing a hobby, taking the age of the child into consideration is naturally important. Can the child perceive the level of commitment needed to carry on with the intended hobby? And also, can the child understand the monetary investment parents are making in regard to a particular hobby? Perseverance means that in a moment of failure or disappointment, you are willing to try again and not give up. And we call this perseverance upbringing, where the child is guided to the relentless and keep up with the learning process. Through hobbies, the child is able to understand the responsibility which develops based on his decisions and actions. When a hobby is chosen and started, it is okay and healthy to expect that the child would attend the hobby classes regularly and to the full term. If for some reason the child feels reluctant to attend his hobby class, it's advisable to ask the child to attend at least 5 more times. You can promise to him that after those 5 times you will sit down together and make a decision whether to continue or quit. This shows the child that agreements hold, and if you start a hobby, you should at least commit to the full term. You can also use a bit of positive pedagogy to reward your child in this situation by saying, for example, "Now you really show perseverance in a fine way by giving it a try, even if you said that you feel reluctant to go. Mother is really proud of you," or "Father is really proud of you." You know, life is not always easy, but the person who is relentless and does not quit easily makes the day. What if there is something that really bothers the child and makes him reluctant to go to this hobby class? If the child gets physical symptoms like stomach ache or headache prior to going to the hobby, it's clearly a sign one can't ignore. Think about the atmosphere of the hobby class. Are the coaches friendly and supportive? How about the behavior of other children? Is there bullying? If the child feels rejected, doesn't get praised for success, or gets only negative feedback, it will make the child feel anxiety. Hobbies are an important forum for a child to be wanted part of a group. Sometimes the child seems reluctant to go to the hobby, but once you are there on the spot, seeing friends already present, it makes easier to join in. If the child runs along to his friends, "I would not quit the hobby." At a certain age, children start comparing each other and each other's accomplishments. Their ability to cope with disappointment is only emerging, and that is why they need a lot of support in these situations. These are the moments adults really need to show the child that it's okay to be yourself, even if it means you are a little different or operate in a different way. Think also that children do quite many things just to please their parents. So, we adults should put emphasis on supporting the children's individual thinking and wishes. As a parent or educator, you can remove fear and performance stress by talking about the child's strengths. Here is an example of such a discussion. "My dear daughter, if some child at the gymnastics class is good in acrobatics, you can take her as a role model. You can try to rehearse the same way as she does. Remember, it takes practice. You won't become excellent immediately. If you like to achieve such great skills, you need to practice. This can take time, and at the same time, you also practice a quality or a character strength called resilience. Some things are easier to someone else, whereas some things are easier to you than to someone else. and hobbies, they are meant to give you a chance to practice and develop your skills. In Finland, children have a wide range of hobbies to choose from. We emphasize the gender equality also in hobbies. Therefore, girls can play football or ice hockey just like boys. And boys, on the other hand, can enjoy ballet classes or figure skating just like girls. Research suggests that hobbies are beneficial to the child and the child's development. For instance, the benefits of physical exercising to success at school have been proved through scientific studies. In Finland, a long-term study started in 1980 and was only ended at 2011. It lasted 31 years. The participants were 3, 9, 15 and 18-year-old children to begin with. Information was collected on their habits of exercising and the level and duration of physical activities. The results showed that especially children who practice actively sports when they are 12 to 15 years have been more successful at school and have attended higher education. And active physical practice is good for your mental health and memory too. Then, if we take another study, it showed that children who practice musical hobbies are generally more advanced in reading and pronunciation of foreign languages. Why music? Well, music and language hold a lot of common, like rhythm, rules, and timing structure. Our human brains deal with these elements in the same brain areas. I think the worries related to quitting hobbies come down to parents' natural wishes that their children would do well in life. Parents wish to support the musical talent, the physical and arts talents, to guarantee best stepping stones for success at school and working life. But be warned, worrying about all the things that might be good to the child can lead to unhealthy competitive outcomes, where children are overloaded with hobbies. One must really avoid that. In Finland, a doctor of children's psychiatry and professor, Mr. Jari Sinkkonen, said in an interview about the importance of hobbies, "A child who has no hobbies faces a risk growing up into a quite normal adult." This, of course, was said in a playful tone, but does bear truth in it. At school, teachers clearly see how the children are doing during the school week. Children who have a balanced life with adequate activities and rest are able to follow the teaching and carry out assignments at school. This kind of a child is overall on a good mood, is not angry or moody, but is generally interested in learning new things. At times, teachers meet children who are exhausted with their leisure time activities. Unfortunately, they often come from a family with high expectations and demands. But pushing the child to too many hobbies and extracurricular activities leads to restlessness and even worse scores at school. Children want to please adults and be nice. One wouldn't like to see burnout children who are tired and filled with anxiety and anger. The balance must be defined on a personal level to fit the child in question. You know, one child is up to more things in his life, whereas another one feels differently. With smaller children, it's good to try to test hobbies through playful clubs where parents can also see themselves what are the natural interests in the child. I would suggest selecting at least one physical exercise as a hobby, but do let the child to decide which sports feels most appealing to him. And finally, spare ample time for free play. Keeping every day versatile, offering activities to develop both motoric and social skills also decreases challenges with too much screen time and gaming. I talked about resilience and verbal motivation or praise. Our praise is a reward to the child, and we can reward the child every time he shows the desired qualities like resilience, responsibility over his actions, decisions and choices, and trial and persistence to go on. When we adults notice the desired and good behavior in a child and praise him out loud, we utilize positive pedagogy in a very powerful way. Our praise guides the child to see the good in himself and build trust into his own abilities to grow as a person. I would love to close today with the following thoughts. As a parent, think about the reasons why it would be important that the child would keep up with the hobby. Is this a hobby you did not get to practice as a child yourself? Or do I wish the child to practice things he himself enjoys? How could we all act in a way which supports the prosperous future for the child and at the same time offer the child moments of joy and happiness today? Thanks for listening to Future Coach Parenting Course. These special episodes serve a specific role. In them, we wish to address some of the frequent questions families have on a daily life. See you again soon.